Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Tax season is officially here. So if you're already preparing, we'll tell you what you need to know. We're joined today by Ansel Tejada. He runs the Financial Empowerment Initiative at the Mass Association for Community Action. And today, maybe help some of us max out on those refunds. Welcome back, Ansel.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Okay, so it's tax season, and we're preparing to file them. Some of us are preparing, guilty as charged. Could you break down what some of the biggest tax changes are this year? Let's start at the federal level and then get to state.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, preparation is key when it comes to this. So having all your ducks in a row is very important. Make sure that you have all your documents. Anything that says tax related, you want to put it all together. So that's the first step. If you got that down pat, you're halfway there. Federal changes this year, not a whole bunch, obviously. Tax brackets did get expanded a little bit, roughly about 7% on each individual tier. So that equals to more taxable income within those tiers got expanded out. And a big rule change, it got pushed back the what are called the 1099-Ks, which is the exchanges of monies between apps. So these, the cash apps of the world and things like that, we were supposed to be receiving a 1099 for those this year for any transactions or any combination of transactions, 600 and over. That got pushed back until next year. The IRS is taking this as a revision year and they're keeping the old rules there.
But is that the same with cryptocurrency?
It's a little bit different with cryptocurrency, but sort of the same world.
Got it. Okay. So just a quick reminder to listeners, the tax filing deadline is coming up April 15th, and the extension deadline is October 5th. So, Ansel Tejada, let's talk now at the state level. Governor Healey signed the first tax cuts in Massachusetts in more than 20 years. So $1 billion in cuts for seniors, businesses, renters. And they said it was the most generous child and family tax credit in the country. So if you could tell us a little bit more about the governor's tax cut package.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one that we're very excited because it hits the most of our clientele for filing season. Roughly about 565,000 families are going to be impacted by the child and family tax credit coming up. The child and family tax credit is actually a combination of two previous credits that were out there. And they're meant for any family or individual that has a dependent. And a definition of a dependent in Massachusetts is any child under the age of 13 or any adult over the age of 65 or any person that you take care of with a disability. So if you look at those impacted, it's going to be $310 back into their pockets for each dependent that you have. No cap on those. So you could have as many dependents that fall within those categories. And it's actually going to get increase next year to $440, but this year alone is $310. There is no income testing when it comes to that credit. So if you have a dependent, it is highly, highly encouraged for you to go ahead and file your taxes when it comes to it, because it's definitely going to be money back in your pocket. And yeah, renters get a little bit of an extra boost this year. The tax exemption for rent went from $3,000 to $4,000. The senior circuit breaker, which is one of the biggest credit for seniors out there over the age of 65 that are renters or that are that actually own their home and pay your taxes and your water bill, that also got an increase to actually double. So it went from roughly about $1,200 to $2,400.
In effort to help keep seniors in their houses,
yeah, absolutely,
with rising costs.
Yeah.
Ansel Tejada, you're program manager of financial empowerment with the Massachusetts Association for Community Action. Tell me about the work you do on a daily basis, helping people file.
Yeah, absolutely. So at MassCap, every year we have over 33 VITA sites. So a VITA site is a volunteer income tax assistance site, and they file free taxes for the state of Massachusetts in connection with our other coalition, which is Boston Tax Help Coalition, which in the whole entire state runs over 80 VITA sites, file over 15,000 taxes throughout the tax year. On a typical tax season, we make sure that we put those credits and that money back into our communities and into our families' pockets. So I'm very proud of that work that we do because it's essential in covering that wage gap and covering that gap that exists within our communities.
Okay, so another quick reminder to listeners, as if we need another reminder that we have to do our taxes, that deadline is coming up April 15th, and the extension deadline is October 15th. So some of us are sort of on the fence, including myself, about whether to file our own taxes, you know, going onto the IRS website, actually getting the documents and filling them out ourselves, or hiring an accountant, or using one of the tax filing services. Some people will qualify for the services that your organization offers. But what's your advice to people about which avenue to take to file their taxes?
In all honesty, it's just finding a reliable source. I always suggest finding a reliable source to file your taxes. If you do qualify for the services of a VITAS site, I highly encourage you that you go into a VITAS site, into a volunteer income tax assistance site, just simply because it takes that burden off of yourself. Filing taxes can be a little bit complicated. One of the most common tax credit out there is an earned income tax credit. And the reason I mention that is because still 21% of people miss that credit because they simply did not know about it, or they didn't know that they qualify. So if we have 25% of the people missing that credit, that means that they could have gone somewhere and perhaps gotten that credit. So if you're not 100% sure, if you don't feel confident in what you're doing, definitely finding a reliable source is what I would recommend.
Okay, so people are leaving money on the table.
Absolutely.
We got to make sure to get all those tax credits. What are some of the other common mistakes that you see people make when they come in for help filing their taxes?
Yeah, it's like I mentioned, preparation. People miss a document that they might be needing for sort of, let's say somebody had multiple jobs throughout the year, or they did some freelance work for a 1099 is missing out there. You go file your taxes, you think you're early, you think you're prepared, and then you're missing that document. Now you have to go back and whether you amend it or change it or need to what needs to be done. So it's not being prepared, not realizing, not having all your ducks in a row and not having all your documentation ready. It's the number one mistake that I see out there.
So keep like a file in a cabinet, tax documents, make sure everything that comes in the mail goes into that file, and then you know where to find everything when the time comes.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely recommend that. And remember, if you're going to a tax professional, more documents is the best. Yeah. We're never going to say we have too many documents. We want to see anything that says tax related.
Okay, so Radio Boston reached out to listeners to ask what questions they have about filing this year. By the way, to join our text club, text the word BOSTON to 617-766-0382. So Alan in Dorchester Center wrote us that lots of people I know who didn't change their withholding and usually get a return ended up owing taxes this year. And Alan said, I'm guessing inflation is to blame. But Ansel Tejada, do you have a sense of what might be going on this front?
Many reasons could be there. Every tax situation is individualized. That's why I say it's better to go to a tax professional that can help you navigate through the system. It could have been that, yes, not changing your withholding throughout the year and you had a second job, or maybe you had to take on on door dashing or something along those lines. That could have caused the fact that you had to give some money back to the IRS, but not necessarily every single case is the same. So I say to that is everything is individualized, and I would like to take that approach and kind of see the situation altogether.
You have to be careful about that additional income that comes in. I was talking to somebody who received a grant through the state, a cultural grant, and all of a sudden realized that they had to pay taxes on it and did not plan for that. So that could be one reason why you owe money instead of
Absolutely.
Getting money back. Another listener, Barry Hendricks in Jamaica Plain, asked, what are some free tax services in Boston? Ansel Tejada, I think you know some.
Absolutely. If you happen to go to masscap.org/free tax prep, you're going to be able to find all of our VITAS sites that we run at MassCap and be able to kind of explore that option. But also, if you go to Boston Tax Help Coalition, go to their website. They're a Boston-based organization that is run from the mayor's office, and you're going to be able to see what locally Boston-based tax sites there is. So those are two great resources. Obviously, also the IRS website is another great resource. And another thing coming up this year, which is a pilot program. So it's a little bit on the pilot-y side. So we're not 100% sure how to use it just yet, but it's definitely out there. It's direct file from the IRS. It's a free service that the IRS is providing this year, and Massachusetts has gone in partnership with them. And you're also going to be able to file your taxes through that website for Massachusetts as well.
Okay. And by the way, so all this free tax help, this is available to people earning, is it 64,000, 70,000, that range?
Yeah, because we work directly with the IRS and the credits that they do, 64,000 is our baseline, but we also have other services which could get you up to about $70,000.
Okay, I want to let listeners know that we will have a list of free services to help with your taxes on WBUR.org/Radio Boston. That was Ansel Tejada, MassCap Program Manager for Financial Empowerment. Thank you for bringing some financial empowerment to our listeners.
Thank you.